RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and happy Labor Day weekend. We appreciate you very much coming along for the ride for us in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to open up the Auto World Garage, something we do from time to time. I am an automotive journalist, but not a certified mechanic. So whenever we have this opportunity, we turn to our go-to guy. He has more than 30 years of experience as an automotive mechanic. So if you've got a vehicle out there right now that's not running right, if it's running rough, if it's not running at all, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if it's performing badly, if it's leaking fluids, if it's smelling badly, or if you have any maintenance problems or questions, or if you've been to your local mechanic or dealership and you've been told you've got to spend a lot of money that you don't have and would like a free over-the-air diagnosis, we can do that for you. Our telephone number is toll-free, so feel free from all across North America at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can send me an email. It's boblongradio@yahoo.com, B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O at yahoo.com. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, he's got a very cool website. It's called iZoom.com. He's written many books, the most recent one about the current generation of the Chevrolet Camaro. Larry Edsel will be joining us, and Larry spends about three-quarters of the year in Arizona and the rest of the time kind of traveling around, staying away, I think, from the Arizona heat this time of the year between you and I. And that's what he's been doing, and I don't know where he is. The last time we talked to him, he was on a beach in Florida, so we'll find out a little later on in the broadcast where he's joining us from today. In the third hour, on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by the man with multiple websites, AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, and TruckGeek.net. Mr. Ken Zwokal, also in hour number three, he is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and the Collector Motorcycle. This is something new. I have to get used to saying this. The Collector Motorcycle Editor for the Kelley Blue Book as well, Mr. Phil Skinner. But right now, we go to the great state of Idaho, and we bring forth one of our field reporters, the man with the yellow business coupe that you see on the Auto World website. That was actually found in a field, I believe, that was occupied by pigs. To tell us more about that story is the man himself, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Doing good. Good to be with everybody and yourself on Labor Day, laboring away here, huh?
Absolutely. There's no, you know, like I'm always saying to my one-year-old daughter, even though she doesn't understand, I always, when she starts to cry, which isn't that often, I foolishly say, for whatever skewed reason, there's no crying in baseball. So the same thing is true when it comes to radio. There are no holidays in radio, at least for us hardworking radio folks. So we invite calls and emails, and Mark was with me a little bit earlier today on another one of my broadcasts. And Mark, I don't know if you checked your email within the last hour or so, but I forwarded it to you a whole slew of emails that we got during your appearance on my other program, and just shows you the power of the internet. More and more people are listening online, which is, you know, something we didn't see 10 or 15 or 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the neat thing about, I guess, social networking and the internet. And, you know, Bob, the word blog, you know, a lot of people are blogging, trying to figure out what's wrong with their cars. And then they call me or come over and email me and say, hey, I blogged this problem, and what do you think, Mark? And so I guess it's good or bad, but sometimes I kind of say to my customers and my clientele and my friends, you know, watch out what you blog, because if the people that are blogging that little subject, have they had their hands on that problem, you know, 30 plus years like I have, and sometimes you know, it might not be true to what you're trying to fix. So
it is so true. I mean, anybody today can put up a website and become an instant automotive journalist or an instant expert in anything, and you know, knock back. We sound like a couple of old men. Knock back in our time. You know, when you had to earn your stripes. You know.
Exactly.
I started playing records back when we had to spin the wax. And eventually we got out of that and started doing this talk thing.
You bet. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, they say, 32 years of doing auto repair, I feel pretty old, Bob.
I know. No, you started when you were five. That's the secret. But let's talk about the vehicle I refer to. If folks log on to AutoWorldRadio.com, you can see a picture of Mark Evans. And he's a good-looking fellow, I do say so myself. And you can check him out. And he's got a picture of himself in his Auto Talk classic vehicle, which was found. You know, barn finds are a big thing these days. Vehicles that are found in fields or barns or, you know, under, you know, like Jeff Foxworthy would say, you know, you're a redneck if you cut your grass and you find you've got a car in your front lawn, that means you're truly a redneck. Well, evidently you were hanging with some pigs one day and you found a car. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple things. I, same friend, I have a 44 coupe that I haven't shared with anybody, and I've had it too, Bob, for a long, long time. And that same friend, he's stayed in the automotive industry forever too. He's got the local drag strip here in Boise, and it's been around forever, since 1968. And so they've been, you know, he's got two brothers. It's the family owned and all stuff. And I went to grade school, junior and high school with him, and we used to, you know, literally when the gasoline was a little bit cheaper, we would just get in the vehicle, one of our cars, and take off and go look for, like, say, the barn finds, or out here out west, we look for the field finds, you know? And sure enough, we found a field.
Did we lose Mark? That is a question. Sounds like we may have lost Mark on his cell phone. Tom is our ace producer, filling in for Matt, who is taking the day off, so Tom will find out what happened to Mark, and in the meantime, we'll line up those calls for Mark. Here's a golden opportunity. It is the year 2011, and not too many things are free, but here is one thing 100% free. You can call in right now to Tom at 800-259-9231, and he'll put you in contact with me and with Mark Evans, and we'll help you with your automotive problem of the mechanical nature. It is not my area of expertise, so that's why we have Mark here with more than 30 years of experience. So if your car is sitting out in the driveway and won't run at all, if it's not going to pass your state inspection, if you've got a problem with some unusual noises, that's always a bad sign, and you want a little over-the-ear diagnostic, yeah, easy enough for me to say, over-the-ear diagnostic work, by all means, come on board. If you've got that pesky check engine light on in your vehicle and you'd like to know what that's all about, if you have a question about what kind of gas you should be using in your vehicle, how often you should change your oil, or the worst one of all, if you've been to your mechanic and your mechanic says you'd be better off, you know, turning your car in or getting a second or third mortgage on your house because you're going to have to replace the entire hoosie dinghy. If you've had somebody say to you, your hoosie dinghy needs replacement, and you have no idea what the hoosie dinghy is, well, Mark can help you with that at 800-259-9231 or via the email boblongradio@yahoo. This is Auto World.
Rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. And we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A long drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy, why don't want me to this guy?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World on this Labor Day weekend. My name is Bob Long. I was talking before the broadcast with a new friend. He's a music producer and a legend down in Nashville. I want to say hello to Joe, who is a great guy, and we Definitely have enjoyed getting to know him, myself and my new business partner in Detroit, and look forward to seeing him at a big event which is coming up in Michigan on September the 17th. It's called My Fest, MI-Fest. You can check it out, www.mi-fest.com. And it's going to be a day-long affair of music, and there's going to be stuff there on the food side, the art side, and I'll be recording my various automotive stuff and some music stuff, and we're going to have lots of fun. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Realizing it is Labor Day here, and we may be a little bit slow on the phone count, but then again, people are traveling around, so don't be a stranger. We'd love to hear from you. And Mark, have you got your tools out? That is the question. Are you properly attired?
I am, Bob. I've got still wearing those overalls, you know. I got to have those overalls on. I hate to get any oil or grease on my fancy pants, you know.
Excellent. We got a question which came in via email from Minnesota. It's about a 1987 Dodge Dakota. That was the first year of the Dodge Dakota. And the gentleman would like to know about gasket seals. How does he know when the gasket seals are gone without having to do a compression test?
Well, so I'm thinking he's thinking probably piston rings, not gaskets or seals. Compression is in the cylinder, of course, with the piston, and the rings around the piston holds that compression in. And the best way to tell without doing a compression test is horsepower. If he's running out of horsepower where it won't climb up that hill anymore as fast as it used to, and or another way of telling is being able to see blue smoke out the back end as you're driving down the road. When the rings are gone, you'll see a lot of blue smoke. That means that the rings are gone and the compression's low on the cylinders. And another way to tell is actually just pulling on the 87. He can pull out the He's probably got the 318 V8 in that year make and model. And if he does, then he can just pull out the PCV valve out of the valve cover, and he'll see that PCV valve will be the area that you're pulling it out of will have a whole bunch of, basically, it's like somebody's inside your motor smoking a cigarette, and it's got a lot of smoke coming out the hole. And that tells you that you've got a lot of blow-by, and that then that PCV valve will have white, spongy a whole bunch of goo foam on it, and that means that the rings are gone too. So that's the easiest way to tell. Look for blue smoke and some smoke coming out of that PCV valve hole, and you'll know if his piston rings are bad. And on the gaskets and seals, if you've got gaskets or seals in the motor that are going bad, then he's going to have oil leaks. Just look underneath, and he'll have an oil slick for us, Bob. When we're driving down the road, probably we'll hit his oil slick and slide around a little bit.
Well, we hope that helps out Tom in Minnesota, and if not, he can email us with a follow-up question. And speaking of, well, as I digress here, remember when we destroyed the rental car in Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Which one, though?
Oh, boy, you know, that's a story that we can't tell on the air. But nevertheless, you know, we didn't do anything illegal, let's put it that way.
No.
We just, we did have the insurance, you know. You ever see the Seinfeld episode where he says, you know, the person says at the desk, "Do you want the insurance?" And he says, "Absolutely, I'm going to drive the hell out of this thing."
Yes, I think one of us signed that dotted line, didn't we?
Yes, yours truly did. That's right.
Yeah, I give you the honors that time, Bob.
I don't know if we can go back to that same rental car desk, but I remember when we returned it, I tried to get an upgrade, but it didn't work. But
yeah. Well, they didn't have any more Bentleys left.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if you're getting poor performance or poor fuel economy, let's touch on that Mark, I don't know about you, but I live here in the suburban Boston area, at least for the moment, maybe changing in the not-too-distant future. But anyhow, the price of gas here is still pretty high. I mean, $3.80, $3.90, $4, $4.10, $4.20, it's in that neck of the woods, and it's a lot of money. I mean, even if you have a fuel-efficient vehicle, or, you know, even if you, I mean, no matter what you're driving, and, you know, I have an older Corvette that needs some work, so it's parked for the moment. So at the moment, I'm driving a more fuel-efficient vehicle, my new family vehicle, the first four-door vehicle I've ever owned in my life. But nevertheless, it hurts every time going to the pump. What can the average person do out there to get better fuel economy from their vehicle?
Well, Bob, about the best thing to do, you know, when you pull up your vehicle to that gas pump, take two shots of whiskey before you fill her up. I mean, we got to have fun with it anyway, you know, because it is not funny. It's scary, isn't it?
It is.
You know, back, you're naming those prices, and it's just like we are in Vegas anymore. I mean, one day you go to the pump and it's one price, the next day it's 5 cents up, the next day it's another 5 cents up, and it's we can't stop that, but we can definitely stop our cars from our trucks, our vehicles from burning fuel and slowing up on that side of the coin. And best thing, you know, it's the most simplest little thing there is always going to save you fuel economy. And one is, you know, get that lead foot off the accelerator pedal. I mean, we haven't talked a lot about that. The way you drive is a big part of gas economy. And lead foot, you know, like I say, the Corvette, like you say, you know, it's fun to drive. You put your foot into it, stop to go, and that's going to burn a lot more gas than a person that's acting like they're, you know, 90 years old and taking it easy. So if you do that, that's going to save you a lot of fuel. But on the mechanical side of it, the best thing to do, whenever you see, you know what the three S's are, Bob?
Well, I do know three S's, but they're not the ones that we want to say on the air here. So give us the proper three S's.
Well, you thought I was going to say the three Stooges, huh?
Okay.
No, the three S's, sight, sound, and smell. And that's something that sight, of course, is open the hood. Take a look at what's under the hood. You know, if you've got fuel leaking, if you smell fuel, that tells you got leaks.
All right, that's one of the yeses. Hold on, when we come back on the other side, I'll tell you what, for the same price, we'll recap all three S's with Mark Evans. We'll take some calls, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live on this Labor Day weekend, and we're giving you a broadcast tune-up here, courtesy of Mark Evans. He is an ASE certified mechanic, and again, a golden opportunity awaits you on the other side of 800-449-800-44, let's start again, 800, what's the regular number here? I'm having one of these senior moments. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, that's what happens when you do, how many radio shows do I do anyway, Mark? I do like 79, but... Something like that, yeah. And all the 800 numbers after a while all mess up together. So 800-259-9231 is the right number for this program. The only program that you need to listen to is this one, 800-259-9231. And we're looking for you to call out and ask Mark a question. If your vehicle's not running right, you're getting bad fuel economy, bad performance, it's not starting properly, it's not stopping properly, it's smelling strange, it's leaking stuff, Mark can help you out 100% free of charge, 800-259-9231. Before the bottom of the hour break there, Mark was telling us about increasing fuel economy and the three S's. So let's begin at the beginning. What's that first S?
First S is sight.
Okay.
Second one, sound, and the third one is smell. And, you know, Bob, that's the three that mean 100% everything to your automobile, because sight is for one. I mean, when's the last time you took a look at your tires to see if they might be low? How about, get an idea and say, hey, wonder when the last time it was. I better take a look at that fuel filter. When's the last time I changed my fuel filter? And, you know, that's one big thing about cars today being fuel injected. If your fuel filter is 70% plugged up, I mean, truthfully, why is there a fuel filter in line? Because the fuel that you're buying today does, you know, there is dirt in there. And that fuel injector, Bob, you know, it sprays. It can't drip fuel out, so it has to spray. And each and every little bitty hole in the end of a fuel injector are smaller than one of our hairs on our head. That's how small they are. So it takes a piece of lint that small to plug up one hole. And so you got to have your fuel filters new, fresh, clean. Replace them. They're not that much money. A lot of the Chevrolets and the Fords out there, by the time the shop charges you a price to do it, you're not even going to spend $100 to do that. And you're going to make that price up in fuel economy real quick at $4 per gallon. And then another thing, too, spark plugs is, you know, the word tune-up. A lot of the cars today are basically, they're all electronically controlled, managed by a computer. That's why we have engine lights. But if spark plugs haven't been replaced for the last 60 to 65,000 miles, they've been in there that long, you're not going to get a spark plug that's going to spark as efficient as it should. And, you know, a spark plug today, which is quite nice for all of us, I know that the Autolite Champion brands, or Bosch is another brand I've used in the past, and you know, $2.99, $3 for each plug is pretty cheap insurance to get you some better fuel economy. And I like doing glove box segments on radio, Bob, because it first thing I ask, you know, the folks, our listeners, is what do you have in your glove box? Well, what's that have to do with fuel economy and the way my car's running? Well, do you have a tire gauge in your glove box to check the tire pressure? You know, gosh, there have been a lot of reports saying that if a tire is, 5 pounds low, that'll decrease your fuel economy like 10%. And so that's another thing. And then we're talking about smell. You know, you just turn the nose on, pop the hood, see if you smell anything. I mean, kind of designate your little sniffer there with, do I smell any fuel? Do I smell any oil? Do I smell any antifreeze? And smell is a big, big thing, because we get right down to it. How many times have you followed somebody and you're like, hey, what's that smell?
Mm-hmm.
It smells like rotten eggs.
Yep.
And what is that smell? It's the catalytic converter. The gentleman in front of you or lady that's in front of you has got a plugged-up catalytic converter. And yes, they can't smell it because they're driving their own car. So here's a little tip for everybody. I'm giving some pearls here, I guess. Out. If you start your car up, you know, of course, pull it out of the garage or out of the carport area. Just stand behind it and just stand there. You'll smell your own exhaust. And if you smell literally a sulfur egg smell, it's time to get that catalytic converter replaced, definitely, because it's plugged up. And if you can't, a car is like our body. I'm a car doctor, and if you are what you eat, and if your car's not exhaling, it can't inhale correctly. And I've had many, many times, we've talked about this on air, where, Bob, we've had, you know, clients come in, their cars come in on the tow hook because they won't even start. And sure enough, here's a catalytic converter that's plugged up, and it causes it not to start. So simple, simple thing is smell is a big, big thing. And here's another little tip too. Sound is something that do I hear my car ticking? And what is that sound? Do I hear my brakes? Do I hear them squealing? And you know, you never really think about the word brakes being involved in the word gas mileage. But truthfully, can you imagine, Bob, if your front disc brakes on your automobile, the front brake caliper, one of them on the right or the left side, is kind of hung up. That's the part, the caliper is a part that when you push on the brake pedal, it pushes the disc brake pad into the brake rotor, which is connected to the wheel.
Right.
And can you imagine if the disc brake caliper was basically hanging up, and so when you applied your brake and you go to stop, but the caliper never released back into its pocket, and here you are, your disc brakes are actually dragging, causing your car not to coast as efficient as it should. Well, That literally, I've seen that, and that's another smell. Here you are following somebody, and you're, ooh, what's that smell?
Yeah, the brake smell.
That song, I just been had fun with that before. But kind of like, hey, I think that guy's brakes are actually dragging. I don't see any brake lights on, but I do smell disc brake pads burning. So I've actually had one of my automobiles do that to me, and I'm thinking, you know what? And here's a good test. Even an automatic transmission, if you're just in your own neighborhood, you can pull into some parking lot and go 5-6 miles an hour. That's all it takes. And kind of click it back into neutral. Let off the brake, put it in neutral and coast and see how far your automobile coasts. And if it doesn't really coast very far, then I would say that you've got, you know, brakes that are hanging up, that are dragging, and or even a transmission that is causing a drag. And automatic transmissions, to tell you the truth, right up front here with horsepower, talking about drag racing or torque, automatic transmissions will deduct 25% horsepower right off the get-go over a manual transmission because it's not direct drive. It has to go through a clutch pack in order to get that horsepower through that automatic transmission to get back to the front, to the rear tires and or to the front tires if it's front wheel drive. So transmission service also, not only, you know, the transmissions have filters in them. You have to take the transmission pan off and replace the filter. It could be plugged up, causing it to have I call it a blood clot. In this case, it's a transmission clot.
Right.
And that the transmissions have to shift correctly. So if anyone, you know, feels that their transmission, for example, if you take off and drive and your engine's revving and revving higher and higher and higher until that transmission shifts, then, you know, literally that's the key here of sound. You know, you get your ears hooked to that 1S called sound, and you say, hey, my motor's revving too high before it shifts. Well, then your automatic transmission is going to cause your engine to burn more fuel.
Wow.
So
all great information.
Definitely. I mean, the three S's are a big, big part of gas mileage.
When we come back on the other side, I've got two emails and perhaps a call at 800-259-9231. We've got room for you. Give us a call. This is Auto World.
So, honey, all ready to go new car shopping?
Dad.
I have a list of 15 car dealers we're going
to
hit.
Dad, we don't have to go all over town. I went to TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I just put in a new car I wanted to buy, and TrueCar.com showed me what other people paid for the same car. And then they found me an even better price.
But once we're at the dealer, I take over, and I am a master at squeezing out a great price.
Dad, TrueCar.com got me the great price. See, I printed out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate, I give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and I get my car. I'll save $3,800.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud you found out about TrueCar.com. It's just that, well, you really don't need me anymore.
I think there was a spider in my room.
I'm going to go kill it right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Boy, that is one big spider. TrueCar.com shows you what others paid for the exact same car. Then they find you a better price. And the best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car. That's TrueCar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there?
We've only got one more segment in this hour for Mark Evans, so give us a call if you've got a mechanical problem with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's giving you problems in any way, any component of it is not running right. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. A couple of emails to blast through. First comes Bruce in Nevada. Says he owns a Dodge Caravan minivan and is considering getting run flat tires for the minivan, and he asks, does Mark see any advantages or disadvantages to the run flats, longevity-wise or otherwise?
Hey, you know what, Bob, Bruce, that's a great question. Run flats are, Bob, I think you've dealt with those too also.
I
with
sure
sports
have.
Cars. And, you know, I really do believe in not having any flats. I mean, what's a better way to say it? I really do, especially when you have your family in the Dodge Caravan, Plymouth Voyager, any van at all. You're going to have, Bruce is probably going to be having more than one person in it. And talk about the word safety. Why, yes, I mean, I do agree to run flat would be great. And also the nitrogen-filled type tires would be another option for Bruce, too, is because you don't ever have to deal with worrying about what your air pressure is in them. So up in my neck of the woods, going through the mountain roads and all, it's real nice to have that peace of mind knowing your right front tire or left front tire when you go around a mountain corner is not going to, you know, blow out. So go for it, Bruce. Run flat is a good way, a good, great, great, great thing to do.
Another email question. This one's from Shirley. And Shirley is in Pennsylvania and would like to know a little bit about the problem that she's experiencing with her Ford. She says she owns a 1995 Ford Focus and doesn't say how many miles here on the vehicle, but she says that she thinks that the transmission is slipping because it's not driving. When she feels it shifting gears, it's not shifting like it used to. I guess basically probably the way to address this question is for Shirley is, yeah, how do you know when your transmission is about to go, Mark?
Yeah, great question. First thing we always want to do is check the tranny transmission fluid, and you want to check the automatic transmission fluids in all the vehicles. in neutral with the engine up to operating temperatures. So that tells us our transmission is up to heat the right temperature also. Just pull the dipstick out and then look to make sure it's, you know, it's full. That's the first thing you want to do. And then the second thing is turn the ears on, literally. Sometimes, Bob, a lot of the cars, our modulator valves are run off vacuum. And if you turn your ears on when you open your hood, Shirley can get there and stand there with her stereo and everything off, of course, open the hood, have the Ford Focus idling, and just listen for a snake underneath the hood. And that's a vacuum leak. That means one of the hoses underneath the hood that runs vacuum through it is burnt or brittle and has broke, and that will cause not enough vacuum to go through that line, causing the vacuum modulator that makes that transmission shift correctly, not work correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, and 1995 is a year that, yes, all those vacuum hoses, especially on the Ford brand, Ford didn't do a lot of the hoses in rubber. They did them in a rigid plastic. And so that rigid plastic, after being under that hood for, you know, since 1995, has been cooked, just like it's been in an oven. So those hoses, you hit a bump and they break. And so Shirley could just have a vacuum leak. So that's a simple fix, literally. You can just eliminate the plastic line, put a rubber hose on it, and next thing you know, you've just saved, $1,500-plus for a transmission overhaul.
Good question, and a great answer from Mark Evans, 800-259-9231. We'll squeeze you in. Meanwhile, we'll continue with the emails. This one is from Clint. Clint is in Georgia, listening on our station there just outside of Atlanta, and he would like to know about batteries. He writes here, Bob and Mark, I'm very frustrated because I never know when these maintenance-free batteries are about to go dead. One minute, everything is fine, and the next minute, it doesn't start, and you have to get a new battery. How can I stop this from happening?
Great question, Clint. The one thing that I wanted to kind of point out too, Bob, going into fall is batteries, and Clint just hit it on the nail on the head here, is that the best thing to do with batteries is there's a brand on a battery. It's literally melted into the plastic case, and if it's not melted in, it's got a little sticker on it. They're round stickers, and what you're looking for is a letter like A, B, C, D, E, F, et cetera, and a number. And the best way to do is you want to see if your battery is real close to the warranty period time. And Clint did say it, you don't know if, you know, maintenance-free, do I put water in them or do I not take the caps off? And maintenance-free batteries, you do not want to take the caps off. You leave them alone. Just look for that sticker and see how old that battery is. And the way to do that is, for example, find the little round sticker on the side of the battery. It'll have, like, for example, a B, as in bees, and an 8. And just take the year, January, February, March, April, et cetera, and they don't do it in numbers. They do it in letters. So, for example, Bob, January would be A, February would be a B,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera. So let's say Clint had a B8. That would mean that battery's warranty would be up in February 2008 is when that battery was built to be sold on a parts shelf. And so B8 would be a pretty old battery because it'd be 2 years old going on the third year.
Mm-hmm.
So most batteries out there are three-year batteries, unless you ask for something special. And the way to tell if you got something special is that it's going to have a different colored top on it. Most of the batteries are going to be a black top. If you have a battery that's a yellow or an orange or just a bright type color, then you're going to have a 5 to 6 year, maybe even a 7 year battery. So best thing to do, Clint needs to just look at how old the battery might be. And batteries, again, I got to point this out to all our listeners, Bob, is that it is a part. It does fail. And we don't know. Each and every person, all of us, drive our vehicles a little different, and that means maybe Clint is starting and stopping his vehicle more than I am doing. So he's abusing the battery more because he's starting his vehicle maybe 20 times a day, where I'm only starting my vehicle 5 times a day. And then another good example is maybe Clint is down in the Arizona area where it's really, really hot while I'm in Idaho. So his battery's sitting out there in 100-degree heat, or mine's sitting in 75-degree heat. So it's all in the application also. So come back to the warranty word and say, okay, Clint has a 3-year battery. I have a 3-year battery. But his temperatures are going to take his 3-year battery and shorten it more so than mine, because I'm in heat destroys a battery more so than cold. So when you get close to the 3-year warranty and you see that V8 in there and you say, you know what, my battery's 2 years old, I'm going to replace the thing when it gets 2.5 years. I'm not going to wait till it gets to the 3-year period. So hopefully that helps Clint and get him going again and start burning that high expensive gasoline, huh?
Exactly. Well, Mark, as usual, you're just a wealth of information. Let's go back in time here. What did Johnny Carson used to say? Let's hark back the years. What was the cheapest price of gas that you can remember as a youngin when you were growing up, when you were in Illinois perhaps, or when you first moved to Idaho? What is the low watermark, so to speak, for a price of a gallon of gas?
Well, for my age, now I'm going to be old here, Bob. I actually do remember gasoline. I was with my dad, and he made a comment about this, and he was really mad because the gas prices were going up, and it was 28 cents a gallon. and he was mad. I remember that, you know. Because I always had a love affair for cars. I mean, I used to wash Mom and Dad's car all the time. I mean, I just loved cars. And I remember my dad, you know, God, gas prices are too expensive. It's 28 cents a gallon, you know. So
What do you think he would say today? Is your dad still around today?
He's not. No, he's passed away. And I just remember when I bought my first car and I put $5 in, he said, Mark, son, every $5 bill you'll ever get because it's going in your fuel tank.
Very good. Mark, we'll get you back with us next week, actually, at this very same time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time. Otherwise, in hour number 2, Larry Edsel, I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.